Welcome to Healthy Computing, everyone. It's Friday, June the 18th, and we're coming to you from the University of Northern Iowa campus in Cedar Falls. My name is Brandy, and today we are talking with Marty about keeping your computer healthy while using email. Good morning, Marty. Welcome to our program. I'd like to start by asking, what is the most important thing you can do to protect your computer while using email?
Thank you, Brandy. I'm very happy to be here. As you may know, catching a virus through email is a common way that computers become infected with a virus or spyware. Computer users need to be cautious when handling attached files that you receive through the email or even instant messenger because these files can infect your computer. When handling attachments, avoid opening email from people that you do not know and open only those attachments that you're expecting from a trusted source. It's also a good idea to save the attached file to a local drive, then scan it prior to opening. When selecting an email carrier, I'd recommend that you check to see if they offer a service that scans messages prior to delivery. It's also a good idea to configure your email client such that it does not automatically open your attachments.
Great. Are there any other ways that email can harm the health of your computer?
Yes, there sure are, Brandy. Sometimes the malicious email message contains embedded links that direct you to sites containing malware, which when installed result in an unhealthy computer system. Use caution and carefully consider whether or not to click on those embedded links. One suggestion is to hover your mouse over the link to view the URL and ensure that the link is consistent with the sender as well as the body of the message. For example, if you were to receive what would appear to be an official message from eBay, make sure that the link is going to an eBay site rather than another site that appears completely unrelated. And while we're discussing links, it's also a best practice to avoid clicking on links that offer to subscribe, unsubscribe, or remove you from lists unless the sender is a trusted source.
That's a really great idea, Marty. Do you have any final recommendations for our listeners today?
Yes, I sure do, Brandy. To avoid making your email account a target, I have three recommendations. First, never respond to messages that ask for personal information or for your passwords. This can result in the theft of your personal information and compromise your computer. Secondly, to reduce the amount of spam that you receive, be cautious where you post your email address. Avoid publishing your address on websites or to every organization that requests it. And finally, never forward chain messages. These reveal your email address as well as those of your friends and colleagues, making you a target.
Thank you for joining us today, Marty. You've provided our listeners with some beneficial information on how to handle email to keep their systems running healthy. The information presented here today is based on personal experience and best practices for safe computing. For more information, visit the SANS Institute website at www.sans.org. This is Brandy, and you've been listening to Healthy Computing.